The murder of a 90-year-old woman by a 10-year-old boy continues the debate of whether or not the Pennsylvanian adult correctional system is the proper venue for this case. Dr. Jean O'Brien, professor of psychology at King's College, used her knowledge of forensics to explore the case of Tristan Carrilla this past Wednesday. Today, she offers more insight into what should be done for Carrilla in order to preserve his quality of life while also giving justice to the victim. Carrilla of Damascus Township, Wayne County, told police that he held Helen Novak, the 90-year-old, down by pressing her cane on her throat and then proceeding to puncture numerous times. The autopsy was performed and it was reported that blunt force trauma was the cause of death, which is why Novak's death was ruled a homicide. Carrilla has been charged as an adult for the crime, and there have been debates on whether the charges should be amended or moved to juvenile court. Dr. O'Brien had questions about what could happen on the inside.
This is really stretching from the information we have here. What's going to happen to a 10-year-old boy in an adult prison in terms of sexual abuse? And so I just find that frightening.
As a juvenile, Carrilla has many different options for treatment by the legal system.
I definitely don't think the adult prison. I think he needs to go through the juvenile justice system, which has rehabilitation in mind and turning the kid's life around. So one thing that's cropping up is diversion programs. The kid is on a bad path. How can we divert that behavior? And what services does this child need? So there are mental health courts. I don't know that those exist for juveniles, at least not in Luzerne County. But what kind of services can we provide? And that's not going to be an adult prison. And prison terms for juveniles, the literature says, leads to violent adult behavior. It's 10 years old. Can we help?
In the end, Dr. O'Brien believes that the juvenile justice system is the only place for Carrilla to be fully rehabilitated.
There is a psychopathy checklist for children. And so I'd wonder, you can't diagnose psychopathy in children, but I wonder how he would score on that test. So I really think he should stay in the juvenile justice system. I haven't given it enough thought for how long that should be. But if one is sent to a mental health facility, like the Kirby Forensic Facility in New York City, they are only evaluated for release every 2 years. And so sometimes they'll never get released. They stay in the system for life. But I would also like to say that I have hope for juveniles in some senses. Their brains are not finished. And what brains are not finished until one is in their early 20s is the part of the brain that helps control impulsive decision-making and emotional control. So we don't have specific ways of testing the brain is now well-developed enough. And here's another thing we don't know. Has he suffered traumatic brain injury? Has someone hit him in the head with a bat? And so I would want that neurological workup, the psychological workup, the behavioral workup, and then better decisions could be made as to what punishment he should receive.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Amber Mitchell.